Triple M.
Ebert leans back, slots the goal.
On Ruin Dits, it's Port Adelaide's Brad Ebert.
Ebert.
For Comwire IT, complete IT support and cloud solutions business.
Oh, another good win for the Power over there in China. Let's get him on. Brad Ebert, good morning.
Yes, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey, over there in China, obviously there's the footy. What else do you get to do? Do you have to sort of rest up just for the game, or do they get you out and, you know, show you around the place? What happened over there?
Well, there was little bits and pieces. A few boys, like, there's like these markets that aren't too far away from where we're staying, so we jumped on the train and went to them a couple of times. And, it was actually funny watching a few of the boys barter and they get stuck into it like that. So
anyone get ripped off?
Yeah, probably me.
You're the last bloke I thought would get stitched up.
Nah, that's, Rocky was in fine form. He was fleecing them all from the centre. So, and I was like, mate, what did you get that bag for? And I bought it for like, you know, 200 yarn or whatever it is. And he's got them down to about 100. I was like, no.
Did you get a couple of original copies and things like that?
Oh, of course, mate, of course. All original, I'm sure.
So...
No, that was good. And then, a few of the other boys, like, went over to some of the surrounding suburbs and, went down the Bund and checked that out and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, a few of them got out and about.
Ebo, some trips away with your team are great trips. They're bonding trips and you have a lot of fun and it brings the group tighter and, it's a really enjoyable trip. And then you have other trips who are, they're a bit of a pain in the backside and feel like they're dragging on and you just want to get home. Where does a trip like China fit into the footy landscape? Is it an enjoyable one or?
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, well, there's times when you want to get home, and like for me, I was pretty keen to get back and see Leo and Beck and stuff. But I think for the actual, like you said about the bonding and that sort of thing, it was actually really good. So most nights, because the boys, we have dinner at a hotel, and we're there for a week, so you're sitting around, and I don't know, the cards start coming out, and it was good. It was like the boys just weren't sitting on their phones or anything like that. It was getting some table tennis tournaments going, and I don't know, just like little things like that that sound a bit childish and that, but were really good fun.
So, yeah, for sure, brings you all together. Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon that's the stuff that we all love. So, I think as a trip, it's pretty successful. I guess you look on TV and the fans and the crowd probably isn't as big as what you expect, but just some of the people that were actually in the crowd were some pretty heavy hitters and people that the club really wanted to be there, so it was good.
Did you feel that the locals knew you were there and perhaps why you were there?
There was a lot of interest around it, so that was a lot of the locals probably didn't know exactly what our game was or anything like that, but you got a sense of when you're in your port gear especially. People coming up and be like, oh, your football, like sort of asking about the football. And about, yeah, that was a good accent.
You really worked on your Mandarin there, haven't you?
Oh, I did, that's got as far as me how.
Fluent.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Really. Now, I want to ask you about the game. Goal kicking, is it an issue at the moment or was that just a one-off? I know it was wet. It seemed like the conditions were pretty tough, but, gee, we missed about 5 goals, I reckon, from within 20 metres.
Pretty simple shots as well, weren't they? Yeah, yeah. That's I guess we've probably been a little bit up and down with our goal kicking. And 1 week I'll speak to you boys and think, we're hitting everything, and then the next we're probably missing a fair few. But I don't think it's an issue. I think it's just a bit of a work in progress. Where, like I said, on the weekend especially, like the weather was deceiving from the TV. I think because it just rained the whole game and it was raining all day, so it was just that real. Wet, slippery footy. So I'd imagine that probably comes into a little bit of the goal kicking last week.
Yep, for sure. Now, where are you? You're on holidays at the moment. Where are you?
Yeah. So I'm not far this time. I'm just down in Wollonga. So it's a bit of a change of scenery.
Beautiful.
The mightiful Wollonga Hills.
So nice.
A little bit different to the Shanghai skyline.
All right. Stay on the line, Ebo. More with Brad Ebert in just a moment. Thanks to Comwire IT.